Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And a birthday for Tony Orlando. He turns 76 years old today. Knock three times from Tony Orlando and Dawn also. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. That's Tony Orlando, too. He's got a birthday today, turning, 76 years old today. 76 years old for Tony Orlando. We hear knock three times. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program. Joining us on the phone lines now, Gretchen Smith, a United States Air Force veteran, founder of Code of Vets. Gretchen, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. I can't wait to share our mission.
Great. And you can find a little bit more about Code of Vets on Twitter, at Code of Vets or codeofvets.com. And Gretchen, why don't you tell us a little bit about Code of Vets?
Scott, we are a 501c3 nonprofit veteran organization, and we purely operate on social media. So we're able to keep our operational costs last year. And last year alone, we brought in almost $800,000 with that 1% operational cost. I'm incredibly proud of that, because that means the veterans are getting the money and almost
right.
every penny of it. So it's exciting, and we found a new way to raise funds for veterans and to help them in crisis in a matter of hours. It's effective. There's no middleman. It's us, and we send the money directly to the veterans via PayPal. So it's a beautiful thing nationwide. We're helping our veterans out, giving them a second shot of life. And also, we're at times we're saving lives. Just being out there gives veterans hope, and, you know, they can come to us in times of need, crisis, or even in moments of darkness when they're having suicidal thoughts.
So how did this all get started, and why you?
Well, you know, I'm a veteran. I love my veteran community. And most importantly, and the inspiration of Code of Vets is my dad. My dad was a combat veteran. He lost his battle with PTSD. He never did get the help that he needed. And I just wanted to do something to honor his life, his death, and his service. I wanted my dad matters. His service mattered. So I started Code of Vets just as a Twitter page to honor him and to talk about some of his stories and journey up until the time he died, and you know, talk about his death, because we need to talk about that, because there's so many suicides in our veteran community. And Scott, from day one, it just resonated with the veterans, and they began sharing their journeys with me, saying, hey, Gretchen, I was on that path, or I'm on that path now. And slowly evolved into, hey, I've got needs. This is what's going on in my life. So we quickly became a nonprofit, and last year was our first full year. And it truly is a God thing, because $800,000 for your first year is a vet profit, especially if you have no brick and mortar and no advertising, you're strictly social media. Oh, my gosh, it's a God thing. It's a beautiful thing. And it's, you know, it's vets helping veterans.
Tell me, I mean, there are various charities out there and other others that serve the veteran community. What makes you and what makes Code of Vets different than everyone else?
What we do is, once we have veterans come across our radar, initially we have them DM me. Well, they still do. As sometimes they'll DM me on Twitter or send a message on Facebook. But we like to try to gear them, send them to our codeofvets.com website, where they can fill out a vets in need form. Once we vet them, my partner, that's her job, Dr. Cindy Walter, she vets our veterans and she creates paths for them, plans, case plans to stabilize their lives, and she addresses whatever issues happen to be going on during that time. So we don't just give money. Behind the scenes, we work with them to stabilize them. Once she does that, she hands them off to me with a picture, because we're social media, and I'll either live stream about that veteran, or I'll send out different tweets, messages, and let the audience know, our followers know. We have a Code of Vets Army. I have about 225,000 of them, and I explain their situation. And literally within a matter of hours, we can secure that veteran. 48 hours ago, we had a veteran in Michigan sitting in an apartment with no lights or running water. That is absurd, Scott. And we had him taken care of with under 2 hours he was taken care of. And it's because I put the message out. I had a picture of him. There's a heart connection there with our donors. And they know that our mission is genuine. It's simple. It's simply, we're taking care of our own, one veteran at a time.
Gretchen Smith is with us, Air Force veteran, founder of Code of Vets, codeofvets.com. What do you hear most often from the veterans that are reaching out for assistance?
Well, we help veterans in a variety of issues, but right now in the crisis that our nation is in with the shutdown, and there's so many layoffs, and not only is it impacting all Americans, but the veteran community as well. So we have an overwhelming request for food right now. It's just we had a press release that we sent out, throughout, for the radio, saying we had 50 families with 22 minor kids. Well, we can easily double or triple that right now. I don't even have time to count them anymore because we're swimming in them. So what we're trying to do is we're responding to them as quickly as we can. We generally, we put up one veteran at a time, but right now we're just flooded, and we have a team in place, and we're working through it. But this is not how we typically operate, and I believe that most organizations and churches are probably feeling that same impact with so many layoffs, with the economy being shut down from the coronavirus. So, we're in a serious situation, and I'm out here saying, hey, don't forget the veterans. They struggle with PTSD, TBI. We need each other. We need to let them know that they are not forgotten, that we've got their back.
And you can find out more on the website, which is codeofvets.com, also on Twitter, @codeofvets. There's all sorts of information there about how to help and about Code of Vets. Gretchen Smith, Air Force veteran and founder of Code of Vets, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the efforts.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. That's Gretchen Smith. Again, codeofvets.com. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District will join us. Talk with him in just a bit. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.